We talked to Tim Mayer, city councilman, on Tuesday and got his thoughts on what's happening in the city. It's been kind of quiet and will be, he thinks, to wrap up the last couple meetings of the year. Nothing too crazy off the record. And on Wednesday mornings, we catch up with county government and county councilwoman Marty Hawk makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, happy post-Thanksgiving holiday wishes. How are you today?
Well, I'm great, as usual, on a Wednesday morning.
That's right, because you join us.
Hope that you had a great Thanksgiving and really looking forward to this Christmas season.
I know you're a big Christmas lover, and that's a, and we talk about this
too.
Every year. All right, good. I got two big Christmas fans here. We're still allowed to call it Christmas on this program, by the way.
By the way, Marty, we hope you had a lovely Thanksgiving.
Oh, certainly did. I really did with family and just too much food, as usual.
That's how it should be. So everybody's excited about that. Now, as I mentioned in the lead-in, we talked to Tim Mayer yesterday. He's not expecting huge developments at the city. At the city council level, they've got their meeting tonight, I believe, 7:30. Their biggest thing is to change their meeting times, which is on part of their agenda tonight. What's happening in the county? Keep us up to date as you do every Wednesday morning.
Okay. Well, our last county council work session, we were surprised, at least I was surprised to hear, that the discussion about giving everybody their pay raise 3 weeks early was back on the agenda again. And now, if you'll recall, a couple years ago, our auditor at the time, Steve Salter, just did this on his own, didn't understand, well, you have to follow whatever the salary ordinance says. You can't just, like, move forward and do it. Well, at least these folks know they have to have the approval of the county council, because right now they will not be allowed to pay 2016 hours. The hours worked since 2016, they are not allowed to pay them at that rate that would be available in 2017.
Well, so why do they think this can happen? I'm confused. If it says in the ordinance you can't do it, why is this being pushed as something you can do?
They want us to change the ordinance.
So if you get a raise for 2017, well, why don't we just retro raise everybody back to, I don't know, 2012 or so?
Yeah, and, right. What the heck?
And who does this involve, Marty? Whose raises are these going? Is this everybody?
And who's suggesting this?
Well, supposedly for some in the payroll area, it would be easier to do. But, you know, that is a part of the job, and we have had a split pay for decades, so that if you work in 2016, doesn't matter what the day is, you get paid. It's when you actually did the work, you get paid at that hourly amount. Now, it's going to cost the county taxpayers $70,000. That's an approximate amount. Anytime I hear approximate, I figure it'd be more, in order to do this. And what does the taxpayer get for this? Absolutely nothing. So I asked some questions, which they didn't have answers ready for, and I thought, if you're proposing to do this, someone should have already thought of these same questions and worked it out. So I asked that they send these questions over to the Morgan County auditor, which happens to be a retired financial guru from the state, and ask the questions of him how we would work it. And boy, it's clear he thinks this is a bad idea. And one of his statements was, lots of luck trying to figure out what you're going to do with the elected, appointed, salaries, and part-time personnel a status change.
Well, isn't it just a raise across the board, or just do it for everybody then, right?
Well, no, you can't, because this whole group of people who got a big raise if they hit that 8-year bump. So that's the reason why it's costing so much to do that. Well, of course, if you are scheduled to get a rather large increase in your salary, you're going to be pushing the, I'll take my raise 3 weeks early.
Sure.
But the bottom line seems to me not only what is accurate, what is fair, what gives the best service to the taxpayer, and I do not see how this works at all. And so the council, once we get some of these answers back of our questions that we had, I'm hoping that the council will say, we're just not going to do this. At this late stage in the game, if this was something you wanted to do, we could have worked on this much earlier, had this all worked out. But to just jump into this right now and cost the taxpayers an additional $70,000, when we really try to make our budgets work, it just seems to me it's...
Marty, who is pushing this?
Well, I think... I don't know. I do know that the...
Well, somebody had to have brought it up.
The auditor is the one who brought it to us, but I think that was because that's what the payroll people wanted. I don't know. One of the things I said at the work session was, we really need to discuss this as well with our new auditor coming in, because that new auditor will be the one who will be over payroll at that point in time. And so what's her thought on it? And because I am the auditor's liaison, I made that, by the way, no one from the auditor's office told me this was even coming up, but I found out about it at the work session. So that wasn't the
wonderful
most pleasant thing since I am the liaison to the auditor's office.
Wonderful, but communications there.
Well, more of it. So at any rate, so I did call the new auditor to the auditor-elect, I guess I should say, Kathy Smith, and I asked her what her thoughts were on it. And she said she had not, no one had addressed this with her, but that she just assumed that we would continue with doing it as a split pay. That's the way it was when she was in the auditor's office before. She didn't understand why we would not be doing that. I don't want to put words into her mouth. I did ask her to send us something or come to the county council and come to the county council meeting to address this, which hopefully she will do, and as at the same time introduce us to her new chief deputy, John Arnold. And so I guess we'll, that decision will be made. But I'm hoping that the county council understands, I'm sure they will, that we would have to change the 2016 salary ordinance in order to make this legit. And we cannot change the 2016 salary ordinance for the elected officials. It cannot be done, because that decision for 2016 had to be made in 2015. Because you can't change the salary of the elected official in the same year. So I don't know how anybody thought all this could work out.
Well, I think the answer to it is just like perhaps you shine light on it, that we're just going to do it, and then we'll worry about it after it's done. But
we'll have the state come after us again because of this, is my guess.
What's the point of having ordinances if you just want to change them all the time? Is it just whatever's convenient for everybody? Or I'm just trying to figure out here. Okay.
I mean, they made such a big deal about doing these salary ordinances when they did it. I mean, it was just such a big deal that it had to be done, and all these people's pays had to be leveled out and so forth. And now all of a sudden we're going to change it because, you know, what it sounds like is people want an early Christmas present.
Well, and they actually wouldn't even get that pay until January, because remember,
our pay is always
delayed. You're not allowed to be paid in advance. So you do the work that after that 2-week period that you turn in, that your department head turns in your hours, then that goes to the payroll, and then that is paid on the next pay date. So what this actually is 3 whole weeks of work done in December would be paid in January.
But at the 2017 rate.
Right. But pay it at that new rate, which literally gives those people that raise 3 weeks in advance. Now, there are some who say, well, it'll all even out by the next year. Well, there is no way, because what if that person leaves that employment halfway through the year and you get someone new in place? I don't see how it evens out. I, you know, or maybe I'm not looking at exact exactly correctly. I am just saying it is a cost to the taxpayer of $70,000.
I just don't understand what, if it says you get this rate in 2017, it's not 2017. What is even, why is there even a discussion? How can this even be rationally thought out? I'm lost, and that's why we bring
Marty
Hawk on.
And I still wonder what there's somebody out there who's got some sort
of
reasoning behind it.
If there is a loophole that would allow me to get paid more money for, who wouldn't want that? But this is the public's money. This isn't private enterprise.
Right. It isn't like as if you can say, I'll get into my private pocketbook and I will hand you over this $70,000. That what we're talking is the public dollars, and so we on the county council have to question everything that comes before us.
Yeah, and if you get voted down, Marty. I mean, that's just what it comes down to. You put it up for a vote, and if people say that's a good deal,
so
well,
Marty,
that's what
will
it
this be on the agenda next Tuesday?
Right. Well, the 13th. It's our next meeting.
A week from.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Right, and it's my hope that the county council, we really work together trying to make sure that we're doing the best thing that we can do. So it's my hope that the county council, getting all of the information, will say, this is not something we can do.
Legally?
It even makes no logical sense. If it's more work for the auditor's office to do a split payroll, well, for $70,000, you could hire an extra staff member for the whole year, not just for part of, for a week or something.
Point.
Just no, it makes no sense whatsoever.
Now, the question is there enough time to get this done? Is there enough legal time to get this done? Heck, tomorrow's the first day of December. Can all these, the salary ordinance get changed for those people in this amount of time? Do the attorneys have enough time to do this? My guess is yes, if someone's trying to push this through.
All right, what you do is you go to the top of the salary ordinance and state specifically what dates would be paid on the 2016 ordinance and what dates would be paid under the 2017 ordinance. But how do you do that when you cannot do that at this point for any of the elected officials or anything, because you're not allowed to change those in any given year? What about if you do a status change from somebody who's not supposed to be doing that status change until the beginning of the next year? There's a lot of questions there. I understand if you're working payroll, you're pushing those buttons and you don't want to have to think about all the rest of that. But that is the county council's job, to make sure that every dollar spent provides a dollar's worth of service to the taxpayer. And that's my opinion anyway. So I'm hoping that we'll work together to make sure that we're as cooperative as possible, to make this as easy as possible for the auditor's payroll department by providing assistance if that's necessary, but making certain that we follow the guidelines of what we already have in place. And it seems to me like the first pay date is for full 2 weeks. It's not a split pay. It's full 2 weeks of 2016 that's paid in 2017. And then that second pay date, it's split right down the middle, one full week of 2016 and one full week of 2017. So that is, it's not like you have to be that brilliant to figure it out. So I think it's just time-consuming. But we've done it when it was a lot harder in the past, people did it, and it needs to happen.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in every Wednesday after 8:05 to keep us in tune on what's going on with your county tax dollars. Marty, what else is making news in the county that we need to pay attention to as we start the 12th month tomorrow?
Well, you might have seen in the newspaper this past week about how this county's been so fortunate about the circuit breaker and the losses to all the different government units. It's not been as bad here as it has been in some of the other counties where they've lost so much money that they have had trouble even providing public safety and so forth. Did you see that?
On Monday, absolutely. Margaret and I talked about it, and we said we'd bring that up with you. What does that mean? What do those numbers mean? Is that good news?
Well, that is old news. We don't even have our new numbers for next year. This is news that we got at the beginning of this year for all of 2016. And so we don't know what the circuit breaker loss will be for 2017 that we will have to adjust our budgets for. Now, there's a couple of things you want to look at that. One is we will get that information much quicker than what we did at the beginning of this year, because they are incorporating that in, the state is, when they're reviewing our adopted budgets, that they are already reviewing right now. That's all been turned in, and because we got ours in fairly quickly this year, they already have ours under review. Once they have determined what all of those budgets are going to be and whether or not they're going to be approved at the state level, then they'll be able to use actual numbers to figure out what the circuit breaker loss will be. And remember, it's that Richland Bean Blossom area that's the hardest hit on this. But what I would want to make certain that we consider is, you know, when people are talking about whether or not other counties have higher income tax rates. Now, what we were talking about before is property tax rates. Now, how does that work in with our income tax rates? Remember that all of those counties who were losing so much money under this freeze for this circuit breaker, they put in rather high income tax to try to make up for all the property tax that they were losing. That then is the reason why we should not assume that we should run out and run up our income tax as far as some of these other counties, because we don't have the same problem. We haven't lost that kind of property tax revenue. So that has to be taken into consideration. And I know there's already a big push, it sure appears, to say, let's think about this. Everybody else's income tax is higher. Let's raise ours. Well, why did they raise it? Because they had a loss in their property taxes.
That's right.
We're not having a loss. Why do we think we have to have this other relief? We need to just look at the big picture and think about the people who are actually paying these taxes.
People like Margaret.
Oh, my God. It just makes me just burn sometimes. I am really astonished at the lack of people being forthright. You're right. We should be looking at an overall tax. How much money are you bringing in? What are we spending it on? And are the people in the community happy with the way that this is going? All of these things, just like you, those of you being elected to the county council, those being elected to the city council, all of these things have to play into, are we bringing the money in and using it in a way that the taxpayers are happy with?
And you know, if we have the majority who wishes to have more spending and more services, then they will be happy with it. That's just the people in my district are more fiscally conservative, I believe, or they would not continue to be sending me back to the council. I have to be their voice, because if I am not there to be their voice, who will be? So I will continue to bring these things to the table and try to work with others on the council to consider those concerns, and then we'll move forward with that. I'm really looking forward to next year and working well with the council, and in general, for the most part, even when I am looking at things in a different direction than they are, we still end up working well together, and I think that's what the public really expects of their elected officials. They don't want all this fussing around. And we'll see how, after the elections, if we can continue on with that. Because, boy, this was a tough election year with emotions running high. But I just hope that people will give the new president-elect an opportunity to, you know, before finding so much fault. Maybe this is all going to work out better than anybody had hoped. Let's hope that same thing with our governor and the people at the state. And then let us also hope and give best of luck to those people who were elected here locally to represent the people of this county.
Well, and best of luck, Marty, being the only Republican on the council. You'll need that as well.
Yeah, probably more than the rest of them.
Don't leave that part out. But we appreciate you, what's the word I'm looking for here, translating some of the things that we hear and see and making sense of them. We appreciate your time, as always.
And bringing forth a lot of things we wouldn't hear about any other way.
Absolutely
we really
right.
do appreciate that.
Good job, Marty, as always, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you.